Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Mark, M-A-R-K, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. Mark Fields is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/27/19. Appeared at that time he was sprayed by a high-pressure water hose in the face. Appeared this then pushed him into a beam, causing him to fall. Appeared he believes he injured his back, neck, and head, and was seen at University of Pennsylvania Emergency Room. Appeared further evaluation, leading to diagnosis of spinal injury, for which he underwent surgery on his neck. Appeared he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. I will probably need to add and supplement some of the summary that was already done. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper inspection revealed swan neck deformities for the right ring and left long fingers. But there was swelling of the left small finger DIP joint that was also stiff. Appeared to have callus formation on his hands. Appeared range of motion of the remaining fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders. Was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Appeared many muscle testing was 5-, resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Lower extremities, he wore sweatpants, socks, and sneakers. Limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Appeared spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Appeared active flexion was to 45 degrees, extension 40 degrees, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 45 degrees, with side bending right 40 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Appeared he was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And then normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 85 degrees and extends to 15 degrees. Appeared bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. The rest of that section is normal. And this will go into the past medical history section. Mr. Fields was seen at University of Pennsylvania Emergency Room previously on 11/17/10. Brady complained of headaches on one side of his head for the past week, as well as boils. Appeared the headache was on the right side, and he was told it was stress. Period. He was evaluated. And found to have a period heat up CAT scan of his abdomen and pelvis, as well as various laboratory studies. Period he was referred to his primary care physician for follow-up on his headache and pain control. Period for the boil on the buttocks, they were going to observe and follow up. Period. Mr. Fields went to the emergency room again on 10/23/11 for a sore throat. Period. Impressions on 6/27/19 or 6/30/19. Mark Fields was sprayed in the face by a high-pressure water hose. Appeared this propelled him backwards into a wall. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room on 6/30/19 and was found to have a 2-centimeter abrasion on his left upper lip. Appeared they learned he had near syncope after falling into a brick wall. Appeared he had his laceration closed with 3 sutures. Perdicolo, C-O-L-O, period. He was seen at the emergency room again, to which he may have been admitted, period. New paragraph on 7/5/19, Mr. Fields returned to the emergency room and underwent a casket of the head without contrast to be inserted. He also underwent a CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted, period. New paragraph, he was quickly seen neurosurgically by Dr. Heman, H-E-M-A-N, period. On 7/7/19, Dr. Chen, C-H-E-N, performed C5 to C7 anterior cervical discectomy infusion with plating for a postoperative diagnosis of central cord syndrome. Pretty followed up with Dr. Chen postoperatively. Pretty also came into the care of Dr. Doshi, D-O-S-H-I, on 10/11/19, who also followed his progress. Pretty repeat MRI was done on 6/11/21 of the cervical spine to be inserted. The petitioner was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 7/6/21, period. He also was seen by Dr. Lopez, as noted above, period. As of 4/5/22, he was not experiencing any post-concussion symptoms. Period. He did not continue to have difficulty walking, and he was at his baseline at his work. Period. His personality is slightly normal, and he has been symptom-free at limited exertion. Period. He was diagnosed with chronic post-traumatic headaches and post-concussional syndrome. Period. New paragraph, as noted above, he did have a history of long-term headaches dating back to 2010, period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Fields found he was neurologically intact, period. He had healed surgical scarring about the neck and mildly limited range of motion there. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, he had mild weakness and resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period, the skin on his hands demonstrated rough texture and callus formation, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, he remained in his sweatpants, socks, and sneakers, limiting evaluation of the lower extremities. Period. He had essentially full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph, this case will represent 15% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head or eyes. Period. End.